Okay, so today we are still in our series. We're looking at the goodness of God, and this series is based off of Psalm 23. And today we're going to be looking at the first half of verse 4 in Psalm 23. And what I think we can all agree on is that life is full of ups and downs, good times and bad times, twists and turns, mountains and valleys. Some of you might know where I'm going with this. Valleys. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me." I've been teaching and reading lately out of the New Living Translation. It's just kind of grabbed my attention. I find it to be an easier read and an easier teachable translation to teach from. But many of you may be familiar with, "Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." That's what a lot of us are used to. And there's a second half of that verse, "For your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Well, next week, Kim is going to be teaching on that rod and staff. I figured I could give her the one where, you know. But that's what we're going to be looking at next week. But, you know, it looks to me as if the psalmist, King David, was really trying to paint a dark picture here. A picture of just in the depths. I mean, when I walk through the darkest valley, when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, like, what is that? Who wants to be there? This verse is talking about difficult times. "But I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me." See, even in our darkest hour, even when we don't feel the presence of God, He's there. But think about it. When life is good, when we have those mountaintop experiences, the view is good from up there, right? But what happens when we're up there? What happens when all things seem to be going really good in life? Don't we have that thought in the back of our heads, like, how much longer can this last? When is whatever it is that's going to knock me down going to cross my path? The mountaintop experiences never seem to last as long as we want, and the valleys seem to last forever. And I think that's why there's such a grave imagery that's in this verse right here. The lower level experiences in life are sometimes things where we can't see beyond the next day. We don't understand how we're going to get out of it. How did we get in here? I can't sense God's presence. I'm all alone. Help me. Darkness, defeat, discouragement, anxiety, fear. These are all the things that surround us in a valley. The valleys could be a number of things too. A loss of a job, financial valley, loss of a loved one, marriage not doing well, friendships falling apart, relational valleys. Could be depression, anxiety, sickness, fear. Life just blew up in your face. How do I deal with this? Everything's falling apart. It's one after the other after the other. These are valleys that we go through in life. And here's the thing. There are several passages in the Bible that speak of troubled times that we will go through. But what we need to be paying attention when reading those passages is there's always a verse of hope, a sentence of hope that follows it. Even this one, "I won't be afraid. I know that you are close beside me." When we're in the darkest hour of our life, we rarely read that second line. We just know we're in a valley. But God's word will always bring hope. And especially here, we're told not to be afraid. God is right there beside us. Listen to this one in Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18. And then we're going to look at 19 later on here in a little bit. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. If you are going through a valley, this is the passage right here that you should hold on to. God hears us when we cry out to him for help. He rescues us in our troubles. He is close to the brokenhearted. When your spirit is crushed, he's there to lift you up out of there, out of the valley. If I'm going through a valley, this is a passage I'm going to hold on to. And if I'm being honest, when I'm going through a valley, this isn't the first passage that comes to mind, is it? No passages come to mind. You're freaking out. So go to Google. Really? Bible verses that help you in times of trouble. And this is one of the ones that should pop up. Here's another one. What this tells me is my shepherd, Jesus, is going to be there for me. He hears my cries. I may not sense him. I may not even think he's there. But the Word of God. See, here's the thing too. As human beings, remember last week we talked about our souls, which is our intellect, our minds, our emotions. We run off of our emotions. Well, when our emotions start taking over, it clouds the facts that the Scriptures are based off of. This is a fact. The psalmist, when he wrote that in verse 23, was not hoping his shepherd would show up for him. Wasn't wishing his shepherd would be there. We don't hope that God hears our cries. This passage right here tells us that he hears our cries. That's a fact. Facts will override any emotional games that we're playing in our heads. And there's a message of hope and deliverance that we can always find in the Scriptures. But even Jesus, one of my favorite things that he said was in the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Jesus himself said, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Seriously? So deal with it, because I'm getting ready to leave. No, that's not what he says. He says, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. He's telling us, listen, life on earth is not going to be easy for you human beings. But if you put your trust in me, you can take heart. You can be of good cheer. I have overcome everything that you will go through in life. I will see you through it. That's from Jesus himself, our shepherd. So he's saying, don't be surprised. When you get knocked around, when life throws you something that you weren't expecting, don't be surprised. Valleys, trials, sorrows, all of that stuff is a part of our life here on earth. They will never go away until heaven is established. But again, the Scriptures are full of hope that we can hold on to during these hard times. Let's look at verse 4 again in Psalm 23. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. If you're the type of person that wants to pick apart sentences and stuff, pick this one apart, because what does that tell us? We are to hold on to the hope that we will get through it. We're going to come through it. That's what this is telling us. Your valley is temporary. It's not going to last forever. And while we're walking through that valley, our shepherd, Jesus, is right there close beside us. We don't have to hope that he's there. We don't have to wish. We don't have to think. We don't have to wonder where he's at. This is a fact. The Scriptures tell us. Jesus is right there beside us. And the minute we ask the question, why me, when we're in that valley, we need to think of the passages that we'll be looking at today. Or look some up and hold on to those. Because at some point in time in our life, we are going to need them. We are going to need some hope to carry us through a valley in life. And here's another analogy that I'll use for this that might help. When we're going through a tunnel, a long, long tunnel that might have some turns and maybe some hills and some ups and downs, but we went through this tunnel knowing that there's something on the out, that there's another end. But once you start getting into that tunnel, the entrance that you came in at starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller, right? And then you can't see the entrance behind you, and you can't see the exit in front of you. You're in a dark tunnel. What do we do? What do we do when that happens? We keep our eyes looking forward, anticipating the light at the end of the tunnel. We might not see any light for a while, but we know if we keep walking, sooner or later, we will come out the other end. During a dark situation, keeping our eyes focused on the light at the end of a tunnel is equivalent to keeping our eyes focused on our shepherd, Jesus, who is there with us throughout the entire valley. And then look what happens in the midst of our dark situation. I love this. Job. Is it anybody here that is familiar with the book of Job knows that Job went through some trials? Satan came to God and he said, I bet I could get, Job was the most righteous person on the earth. I bet I could get your boy Job to reject you, to turn his back on you. And God said, go ahead, but I don't think you can. And even Job's wife, while he's sitting there and he's just being attacked and attacked and attacked, and he doesn't know why. Even his wife says, why don't you just curse God? Get it over with. Do you think he was in a dark valley? Absolutely. He's got three friends that come and they're like, Job, what's going on? And they all have these theories and these ideas that, Job, you must have done something. Job's like, I didn't do anything. But in one of his responses to his friends, he says to them about God, he uncovers mysteries hidden in the darkness. He brings light in the deepest gloom. We're talking about a person who went through probably the darkest valley that most people have ever gone through. And Job says, God uncovers mysteries that are hidden in your dark times. He brings light in the deepest of glooms. See, this tells us that there are things we can learn while we are in a valley that we would never learn anywhere else. Oftentimes, we're freaking out and we're wanting this to get over with. When I'm praying for something, when I'm looking for an answer, or when I'm trying to figure something out and I'm not seeing what I want to see, I will ask Jesus, is there something I need to shift my focus on? Do I need to look in a different direction? Am I missing something? Because sometimes we get so focused on the answer that we want that Jesus is like, would you just forget about that for a minute? I need you over here. And when we're freaking out in a valley, in a dark place, in troubled times, we can't hear from God the way he wants us to. And Job is saying, listen, there are mysteries that can be uncovered in these dark times that you won't learn anywhere else. God uncovers mysteries in our darkest of hour, and he shines the light as we walk through it with Jesus by our side. Again, listen, we're not going through these valleys by ourselves. Even Isaiah can back up what the psalmist said in Isaiah chapter 43. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God. Does that not breathe a little hope in a situation where we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel? You're not going to drown. You feel like you will. I'm with you. You're not going to be burned up. You feel like you don't have much more to go on. I'm with you. Nothing's going to consume you. I am the Lord. I am your God. Remember, this sermon series here is based on the goodness of God. And something we must understand that when we struggle with valleys, when we go through hard times, is that there is a purpose that will be revealed when we come out of that valley. There's always something we can learn. Now, this doesn't mean that God causes the valleys. God doesn't cause us to go through hard times. Because he is not a God of chaos, he's a God of order. This right here speaks order. In all the chaos you can deal with, I'm going to be with you. You're not going to lose it. Hang on to me. Look to me. He does not cause bad things to happen to us, and he does not bring sickness upon us. When someone goes through a hard time, or maybe they're dealing with an illness, and I hear them say things like, well, this is my burden to bear. God has given me this to bear because he knows I can handle it. Or this is my sickness to deal with, and God wants me to learn something from this. Well, talk about passive aggressive. Why would God bring sickness on us? Why would God say, it's your turn to go through a valley? Now, even with Job, we can say, well, what happened to Job? Well, Job is a mystery. Satan said, I bet I could get Job to turn against you. And God said, I don't think you can. God didn't say, Job, I'm making this happen to you. We have to understand that here on this earth, while we're living here on this earth, this is the devil's kingdom. He rules and reigns this earth. He roams this earth, looking to destroy anything he can that's a part of God's creation. And the pinnacle of God's creation is mankind. So we have to be aware of that. But God does not bring sickness on us or hard times on us. Because what that would mean to me is that he is a God that delights in seeing his children struggle. Parents, would you make your child go through a hard time just so you could be there to pick them up and help them out of it? No. You want to teach them and to help them grow and to help them to avoid those hard times. And that's what our Father in heaven does for us. That's why we have his word. It's to teach us. It's to help us. It's to guide us. It's to lead us. It's to feed us. It's to point us to Jesus. That's what his word is for. God only wants the best for us. Like Jeremiah said in chapter 29, he has plans for us that are plans for good and not disaster, for a future and for hope. God wants nothing but to see the best for us. Psalm 34, verse 19, which is the rest of that passage we read, says this, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. When Jesus walked the earth, he knew the scriptures well. And I have to wonder if he was kind of maybe teaching off of this. Listen, guys, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have sorrows. You're going to have trials. It's going to happen. This psalm says it's going to happen. But the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Every time. If you're going through a hard time, if you're going through a trouble, a trial, a valley, hold on to this. Because it says that God will come to your rescue each time. It doesn't say this time or that time or the worst time. It says each time. Every time you go into a valley when hard times happen, God is going to come to your rescue. And God has a purpose to be revealed when we come out of that valley, when we come through it. and he will come to our rescue every time. A couple of passages that I want to read, and the first one comes from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. How much do you really like the first line of that passage? James says the same thing. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials and tribulations. Seriously? How am I supposed to be happy with this? Life is falling apart. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. I think we can count it all joy when we come through the trial and we look back and we see where God was in the midst of all that. That's where we can count on all joy. Nobody's happy in the midst of a dark time. But this passage right here is rich. Because what this tells us is that God will build our character in the midst of a valley, going through a dark time. When we trust in him, when we lean in him, when we press into the goodness of God, when we look for our Savior, when we look for Jesus, when we follow his lead, this is the kind of stuff that happens. He will develop endurance in our character, strength in our character, the confident hope of our salvation. When you look back after you come through a trial and you see where Jesus was with you, doesn't that build hope in you? And it puts more confidence in your salvation. When we cling to him during a valley, he's building all of that in us, the strength and the character that we need. He will bring good out of every bad situation. That's Romans 8:28. All good things come to those who are called according to God and his purposes. And the strength of character we gain from these valleys will outlast anything that we'll deal with in the valley. Because the things that we learn when we come out of that valley will help us for the next time we go into a valley. Might even help us to avoid going deeper into the valley because we've got some scripture now. We're like, you know what? I see what's happening here. And then that last line, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. See, the Holy Spirit is the power of God we receive when we sense his presence with us in our darkest hour. The Holy Spirit is what we sense when we're with us. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings the comfort and the love and the peace that we need. When things are going out of control and our minds are just taking us down paths we don't want it to go. And we're up late at night thinking and thinking and thinking and we can't shut it off. The Holy Spirit is what helps you in those times. See, we are never alone. Our shepherd is right there beside us at all times, going through it with us. When we hurt, Jesus hurts. When we cry, Jesus cries. When we rejoice, Jesus rejoices. And this hope of salvation that we have during the valley is what we hold on to, because one day we will no longer have valleys to deal with. Not a one. Revelation chapter 21 says that he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying, no more heartache. Yeah. That's heaven. But Jesus said, until then, you'll have troubles, you'll have trials. I want to end it with another passage in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4. verse 16. This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. The troubles that are in front of you that you see aren't going to last forever. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit that you can't see, but you know is there, is what will last forever. That's what he's saying right here. Our bodies are dying and decaying as each day goes on. That's just a way of life. But our spirits, if we're reading the Word of God, if we're pressing into Jesus, if we're staying close to him, our spirits will be renewed each day. Even when our spirits seem crushed, when we come out of it, there is a renewal process that happens. Because, again, we can look back and see where our shepherd was with us, helping us through that valley the entire time. And that renews our spirits. That helps us to understand that what happened then isn't going to last forever. And what I learned in that experience will last much longer than what happened to me in that experience. So we never, ever give up. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. The troubles we face today will seem like nothing when we are in eternity. Eternity, there will be no more sorrow or troubles. And here it is again in this passage here. The purpose God reveals to us on the other side of the valleys will produce a glory that far outweighs anything we dealt with in that valley. When we learn from how God saw us through that. And the glory revealed from that purpose of that valley will last forever. That's the sort of stuff that goes with us through life. We tell people, we run into somebody, maybe they have a job loss, financial woes, and we've been there. What do? We say, you know what? This is what I would do. You know what? I remember a time when this happened to me, and I pressed into Jesus. I know you're not a believer, but this is how I do it. This is what helps me. I press into Jesus. And maybe if you got a scripture or something, you can say, here's a verse that might help you. Because you don't know, whether they're a believer or not, you don't know what little bit of hope you might speak into their spirits. They might not be a believer, but they were created by God, which means they have a spirit. And God is using you to speak to them. That is the glory revealed from the purpose of the trial and the valley that you went through that may help somebody else. And that is a story that's a part of your testimony that cannot be taken away from you, that needs to be shared with other people. So focus on Jesus when the days are dark. And if you feel like you can't go on any longer, if it's that dark, because sometimes it can be, like we talk about not being able to see into the next day, but sometimes you're doing it 1 hour at a time. If that's what's happening, reach out to a pastor. Reach out to your life group leader. If you're in a life group, if you're not, join one. Because that's where solid friendships, we call them redemptive relationships, form. Or reach out to somebody you trust spiritually. Ask for some help. Get some help. Get somebody to come alongside you while you're going through this valley. And at the very least, put on some worship music. Start reading the Bible. Focus on Jesus, because the light from our shepherd will shine brighter than the darkest of valleys. Amen? Yes. So let's read. As each sermon goes by, we've just kind of been reading this. So let's read this together. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for your word, which teaches us and leads us and guides us through life. That no matter what we're going through, the darkest of valleys, the deepest of woes, the worst of the worst, your word tells us that you are close beside us. And that should give us something to cling to. Sometimes that'll just help us for the hour at hand. And then we have 3 or 4 hours of darkness and then another hour at hand. That's a glimmer of hope that your Savior is giving you. Sometimes it's one day at a time. Whatever it is, Jesus, if there's anybody here that this message today really spoke to, I ask that as we move into a time of worship, that you would speak to them, that you would wrap your arms around them, that they would sense your presence like never before and know that their shepherd, Christ Jesus, is right there beside them, revealing purposes, revealing mysteries, teaching them what's happening and walking through them, walking through this valley with them. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.